Chapter 15, Section 2.1, The Hedge Fund Manager. To begin, let us focus for a moment on cloud computing. It represents a timely expression of this form of product to utility substitution with a rapid period of change and co-evolved practices that were all highly anticipatable. At the same time this is occurring, there is also a significant legacy of activities and practice. So, ask yourself the question of where do you invest? The immediate response tends to be in the cloud space because that's now seen as the future. But this wasn't the case in 2008. There was still lots of uncertainty in the market due to poor situational awareness despite the change being highly anticipatable. Let us assume that you are that rare beast, a hedge fund manager with a good helping of situational awareness. You don't tend to be caught unawares by highly anticipatable changes. You're not the sort of person who lets go of the glass of wine and complains in surprise that it fell to the ground rather than levitated through the magic of thought leadership. You know that there are precise and meaningful patterns in life and incantations of ecosystem, innovation, platform, abracadabra don't actually work. In this case, you will understand that for you then longer-term capital gains will be made by investing in that future-focused space, i.e. those utility providers. However, you're a canny sort and know this is only part of the story. There is also the potential for shorter-term benefits as companies provide services to those with legacy activities and practice. As the hedge fund manager, you should be aware that the legacy will eventually diminish, but there exists money now. Any short-term benefit depends upon those companies operating in the legacy space focusing on returning capital to shareholders. To maximize my advantage, I'd be looking to invest in the long-term capital gains from those developing the future industry but at the same time reap short-term benefits, in terms of dividends, from those extracting value from a legacy. However, I'm assuming that the CEOs playing in the legacy space know their role. The ideal situation is a CEO that is sweating legacy business models to return value to shareholders, often combined with acquisition of equivalent business, again for synergies, i.e. more sweating. As a hedge fund then I'm after a rent extraction machine, up those license fees, squeeze those costs, return that capital is the motto. Of course, eventually those companies will run out of runway, i.e. there's no one else left in the legacy space to acquire or there's no more cost cutting to be done and the business model will continue to decline. From a hedge fund perspective, this is also fine because you're also already invested in the future. Shortly before the crack start to appear in the legacy space, then I'd be moving capital out and starting to short. Trebles all round. This play of sweating an existing business is very different from the second curve. There are many variations of the play from sweat and dump, i.e. disposal of the legacy, to sweat and acquire, i.e. buying up similar assets to gain greater opportunity for cost cutting and efficiency. They sound brutal but they have a number of discrete benefits. For the hedge fund it means high short-term dividends. For the executive, it maintains and can even grow share price for a time. This sort of play can often sustain a legacy space for a decade or more. However, it's important to understand your role. If you're an executive in such a space, then your role is to sweat and return dividends. You have to maximize this local opportunity until it is overwhelmed by the debt of the past. But, as a founder CEO of a company in that legacy position, then you are likely to ask, what's the plan for the future? Tricky. The honest answer is probably none. I'll come to that probably in a moment. Your role is to sweat, return capital and disappear over the horizon. Well, that's the investment view. Let us just say that most founders don't react well to this. However, as the CEO, you need to realize that you've not only got your sales team, employees, with the exception of a few rebels, and customers fighting against your attempts to make a future, but if you're really unlucky then you've probably also got savvy hedge fund managers trying to dissuade you of the notion. Your future is one of rent extraction and the cliff, hardly the glorious image that most hope to create. As the CEO, you can try and push back against the hedge fund but they will tend to fight you. As the fund manager then I would have already invested in those new entrants that are building the more certain future with their utility services. Anything you spend is capital that you should be returning to me, not gambling on some uncertainty. I'm investing in you to maximize the local conditions and its returning dividends that is keeping your share price and your rewards up. Get this wrong and you'll find the financial markets can themselves be a significant source of inertia to changing direction. From a point of view of the market, this is actually fairly optimal. The legacy is removed whilst the future flourishes. Your role in such a position is one of legacy removal, and the market will not reward you for not playing that role. In the first variant, product-to-product substitution, then as the CEO you're playing a second curve because it's the right context-specific play. You're trying to build a new future given a possible substitution of your core product sets and an impending future crisis point. You can often achieve this because you have the skills, i.e. capability, process and data to support such efforts. In the second variant, product-to-utility substitution, then as the CEO you should be playing some form of sweating game because it's the right context-specific play. You're not trying to build a future, not trying to run a second curve, but trying to extract as much value as possible before the system collapses. The nature of what you do, your role in the game, changes with context. What if I want to build a future? I refuse to go quietly, what about the people? Are often phrases I hear, especially with founders when we discuss this. Well, you can't tell employees that the company has no future, and so you probably need to play a bit of theater and paint a picture of one. That's dishonest. I want to build an actual future, are often common replies. Well, there is an upside to playing the game. Probably none doesn't mean none, and there is a path, though it's not an easy one. The odds of you achieving a future position without exceptional situational awareness and a culture to match are not great, but they are something. Leadership is neither easy nor is it necessarily comfortable. The first advantage of playing along with the role is that you're buying time. This gives your employees more of a future, which I'm sure they would thank you for, and so as unpalatable as it is, the waves of cost cutting, then consider it a more graceful withdrawal for the company from the market. With skill this can easily last a decade or more. However, we can go one step further and create a future assuming we don't make the grand mistake.